Bank of Cardiff. This is Pete. How may I help you?
Yeah, this is Troy.
This is Troy over here. I got a voicemail for you.
Yeah. I think I left you a voicemail, Troy. What company were you with?
Yeah, I was with Mr. Concrete out here in Texas. Yeah, I just wanted to call back and see what you were calling about.
Yeah, well, you know, tell me a little about what you do over there, Mr. Concrete. I can point you in the right direction. You know, we do equipment financing and working capital.
Yeah. We're looking at bringing on another loader. Other one kind of broke, and we've been shopping around. What you guys, you know, finance loaders over there?
Yeah, of course. You know, do you have a quote for your loader? Like, you know, what are you gonna? Do you have a vendor you're working with currently?
Yeah, I'm shopping around a little bit. I was looking at, you know, this one guy down the road. He has one for sale. Do you guys do like the private parties over there, or?
Yeah, we do used equipment as well as new, so you know we can kind of get you anything you can grab. If you can get a quote for it, you know we can help you out there. How much was the loader down the street?
Yeah, I was looking. It was going to cost me around $500,000.
$500K. That's a pretty expensive loader. Do you have one of these pieces already in place? You know, why do you need another one?
Yeah, see, my mechanic was working on it the other day, and you know, he left the radiator cap off, and it just tore up the engine.
Oh man, that sounds like a terrible, terrible thing. You know, so you're just replacing it. You're not really growing there.
Yeah, no, this is just a replacement over there. I mean, what kind of rates you guys offer over there?
Yeah, so I mean, you know, with the equipment, it's pretty standard stuff. It's like a typical car loan. It's like, you know, 2 to 5 year terms, monthly payments, and you know the rates are mid single digits. I need to, you know, gather a little bit more info to get you, you know, solid number here.
Right.
But, you know, what's this loader gonna let you do here? Like, what's your return on that? You know, 500K is a lot. Like, you must be integral to the business.
Yeah. So we always, you know, we move a lot of dirt back and forth, and right now with that other one down, we kind of had to shut down and use another piece, but it's. Doesn't run as smooth, and so yeah, we're missing out on some money, you know, right here. So yeah, I definitely want to get this going. I mean, how fast do you guys work over there?
Yeah, I mean, you know, work pretty quickly, you know, compared to some other lenders out there. We can get you an approval, like the solid numbers I said, you know, in about 24 hours, and we can fund you in, you know, 48 hours after that. So yeah, about 2 days, 3 days tops here. You know, what kind of construction you guys do there? Do you commercial or residential?
Yeah, we do. We have a ready mix plant over here, and yeah, we do a lot of mixing of aggregates and for the cement over here. So yeah, we just carry a lot of. It's basically just moving dirt, you know, all the time.
Okay. Do you work in, you know, the residential sector? Or you're just more on a commercial basis. You know, larger projects.
Yeah, we do commercial, you know, and residential. It really just, you know, depends. We have a couple, you know, like we got two trucks we work with, so we're able to go out, you know, wherever is needed. But yeah, just need to get this piece going. So
yeah, well, let me ask you a few little, you know, follow up questions. See, you know, what programs you can qualify for. How long you been doing this, Troy, in the concrete business? How long? What's your time in business there?
I've been doing it for about 25 years. My daddy, he made me do it, and he's gone, and so I took it over.
All right, so it's family business, pretty much. You worked with your dad at all? Like, that must have been fun.
Yeah, it was fun. He beat me a couple times.
Oh, man. That's tough, Troy. That's tough.
It's hard to learn.
Hard to learn, yeah. My dad is tough on me too. You know, how's the business been growing? You know, 25 years—that's a while. You know, what'd you guys do last year compared to this year?
Yeah, so last year, I mean, we did about $5 million, and you know, we're hoping to go above and beyond that. It's kind of slowed down a little bit though, because the oil field. But I don't know. People just don't seem to be buying this year.
Well, man, what are you on track for? I know it's kind of perfect timing. Got 6 months, you know, into the year. What are you on track to do?
Yeah, we're thinking we're gonna do like about 5.2 this year. Okay. But I was hoping for 5.5, but it's all right.
Yeah, you can't win every year.
Right.
How's your credit, Troy? You know that, you know, good, bad, in the middle here.
Yeah, that's the thing. I don't know. Like, I think it's good, but for some reason the people don't like me. I think they just don't like me.
Oh, really? Who doesn't like you? Where else have you applied?
Yeah, you see, I tried. I was with, you know, Bank of America, and I was, you know, I applied with them, but they haven't gotten back to me yet. But they have in the past told me that they wouldn't do anything with me.
Really? Would you apply for a line of credit or just a loan for the loader?
Yeah, it was a line of credit. I, you know, wanted some extra capital to, you know, buy some other stuff, but I ended up, you know, finding it through other ways. I got my buddy Leroy lent me the money.
Ah, I got you. So just always have a plan B, it sounds like.
Right.
Do you bank with them as well, or you just kind of went there because, you know, just get a line of credit? It's kind of tough if you don't bank there. That's probably why you didn't get approved.
Right. No. Yeah, I bank with them. I work with them, but they just don't work with me.
Yeah. Okay. It's typical. Yeah. Bank. Have you applied anywhere else? You know, you familiar with, you know, any other lenders out there, working capital?
Yeah. No, I haven't really applied anywhere else. I just got your voicemail, and you know, I thought I'd, you know, give you a shot and see what you guys got over there.
Yeah. Well, you know, you said you know, you were looking at getting some additional items there because you said you were going for your line of credit through Bank of America. You know, what else are you looking to get?
Yeah, like I said, I mean, I was looking for that extra, you know, capital for materials, but I already got that taken care of. So I think all we really need, though, is the I just need that loader to be in place right now.
Of course.
Like, what, you know, what kind of rates do you think you guys would give me over there?
Well, are you 100% owner, Troy?
Yes.
Yeah? Okay. Well, you know, as far as rates go, it's mostly based off of the piece of equipment, your industry, and, you know, how long you've been in business for, and, you know, a little bit based on your credit. You know, if you can't really give me a solid answer on the credit, it's tough to spit you a number out. You know, I can't really, you know, I don't have a reference point here, but let's just say you had decent credit and, you know, maybe make it 650. That's like not very good, a little lower than average, but you'd probably get into our A or B tier. And, you know, from there, you know, like I said, mid-single digits, but it could go up or down. You just never know. I can't really get you a solid number yet, but,
Right. Well, I mean, what do we need to do, you know, to
get it? Oh, yeah. It's really easy, man. You just send in the application. I'm going to just shoot that over an email, along with your 4 months of bank statements. Yeah, your most recent tax return. And then, did you say you had the quote ready for that loader, you know, from the guy down the street? You shopping around at all, or what are you doing there?
I was also looking at this other, you know, place. It was down the other way, and there's a big, like, Caterpillar, like, vendor. They sell them all over. There's a bunch of brand new yellow ones over there.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Are those still 500K too, or are those going to be expensive, a little bit more expensive because they're not? They're not used like the other one.
Yeah, they're around the same price, maybe a little more expensive, but that's how much I want to spend is a 500.
Yeah. Do they offer financing at all there at the other place down the street?
Yeah, I believe they do, but I haven't checked them out yet.
Yeah. Well, you know, just I encourage you to shop around, but, you know, we do have some of the best rates around here. And, but yeah, like I said, getting back to what I need from you is just the tax return.
Right.
Tax return, 4 months of bank statements, this equipment application. And, you know, if once you get that quote, send it over my way as well. If you don't have it right now, you know, we can start moving forward, get the process started without it, but we're going to need that towards the end of the deal here. I know you said you wanted to move pretty quickly, so I would go this weekend, definitely go get your shopping done, get the quote, tell them you got the financing set in place for next week, and we'll make that happen, Troy.
Right, okay. All right,
what's a good email I could shoot this over to?
Yeah, you can send it over to Troy
mm-hmm.
@MrConcrete.com.
Yeah, Mr. MR or MISTER?
MR.
Ah, good. I don't want to send it to the wrong place here. What are you going to do, Troy, if you don't get this loan? You know, just go to your friend again, Leroy, and you know, just ask for another favor?
Yeah, I don't know. Actually, I haven't really thought about that.
Yeah, I mean, 500 grand's not like, I don't know about you. I don't have that sitting around in my back pocket. And
right.
Leroy must be a good friend.
Yeah, I also got, you know, Pablo. He's from across the border there, and he could, you know, go and find me one.
Yeah, okay. It's just going to be trouble getting that financed if you're getting it from there. But, you know, let's just try and stick to where we are here and, you know, choose between those two you got. And, yeah, we'll go from there. I'll shoot that over. And, you know, when's a good time for me to follow up? I know we got the holiday weekend here. How about Tuesday morning? Because I know you're just missing out here on some work, aren't you?
Right, yeah, I'm missing out. I'm going to be blacked out this weekend. So I'll get it to you about Wednesday. How about that? We'll go from there.
Sounds good. I got a similar plan and set up to place, Troy.
All right, good.
All right, take care. I'll call you Wednesday morning if I don't hear back from you, all right?
All right, sounds good.
Take care. Thank you.